Holy Gospel is written in the ninth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the ninth verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. As Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This is the Gospel of the Lord. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Imagine for a moment what it would have been like to be Matthew the tax collector. You would sit day by day in a hot little booth waiting for travelers to pay the toll as they passed from one province to the next, just as people used to do at the Dartford Crossing. Just like today, people didn't enjoy paying tolls in order to continue on their journey, and it wouldn't have been much fun for you either. On top of that, those who came to the toll booth and those in the village or town where you live were constantly angry with you. Angry because you were collaborating with the hated authorities. And angry because you were making extra money for yourself by collecting too much. Apologies about what the microphone is doing today. Not quite sure why that's happening. As a result, tax collectors like you are lumped together with sinners and outcasts in the places where you live and work. And this went on day by day, year by year, for most of your life. Then think what it would be like to have a young prophet with a spring in his step and God's kingdom in his heart coming past one day and simply asking you to follow him. How would that feel? Well, we are told in the story itself, because when it says that Matthew responded by getting up and following Jesus, a resurrection word is used that means he arose, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. The act of getting up was for Matthew an entry into a completely new way of life. It was a coming alive all over again, a resurrection. So this is a story of resurrection. For Matthew, his work was a dead end. And Jesus touched the life of Matthew in a way that transformed his existence and brought him back to life. And this story therefore raises the same question for us. Are there places in our lives where we are at a dead end? Jesus brought the life of God into all that was dead about Matthew's life. He was the catalyst for change. His arrival on the scene brought the opportunity for hope and faith. And so we see Matthew getting up, leaving his work, but not his friends, and following Jesus. Jesus' arrival and presence, as we thought, was the catalyst and the opportunity for change and for the faith that life can be different, can be better than it is now. How will we respond to Jesus? We are in the presence of Christ as we come together to worship. How will we respond to him today? Will we ask for his help, reach out to touch his life, and get up to follow him this morning? He is here, and his presence can be the catalyst for change in our lives and our communities. What change is it, I wonder, that we need to see today? Jesus becomes the catalyst for change in this situation because he crosses boundaries. Matthew was an outcast to his community because he was a hated collaborator with the Romans. And people asked, why is Jesus eating with outcasts, with tax collectors and sinners? And the answer was that by crossing those boundaries, he brought the opportunity for change. His ministry, his work, was not to protect himself from outcasts, but to bring the possibility of change into the lives of such people by crossing the boundaries that kept other people out. And it was into this way of life, the crossing of boundaries in order to bring the possibility of change, that Matthew was called. Jesus called him to be a disciple. In other words, someone who sat at the teacher's feet to hear his words and who followed the teacher everywhere to see his actions in order to learn what to say and do himself. And as followers of Christ, we have that same calling, to see what Jesus does and to get involved ourselves. And as such, we need to ask ourselves, who are the people considered to be outcasts in our workplaces, our communities, our nation? We need to know, because if we are to follow in Jesus' footsteps, those are the very people with whom we should be meeting and eating and seeking transformation. So we need to ask ourselves, what are the boundaries and barriers separating people from others in our own day and time? We need to know, because those are the boundaries and barriers which we need to cross in order to bring the possibility of change. And so the story of Matthew's call brings us both the possibility and the challenge of change. We ask ourselves, what are the dead ends of our lives where we need to be brought back to life ourselves? And what are the boundaries that we can cross to bring the possibility of change to those who are outcasts in our own day and time?